The result of my NCT test, the national car test in Ireland, I better publicly declare. The car failed. Yep, the car failed. I'm now sitting in a car, the engine ticking over, which has failed the national car test. It's not fully compliant with the legal requirements. However, there is some astonishing news that the only thing it failed on was an offside rear indicator bulb. And the crazy thing is that I took the car to Halfords yesterday in Mahon Point in Cork, and the very, very good man there checked all the bulbs for me, put in, I think, three new ones in all. And then the sod's law in between driving from there to here this morning, a bulb fails. Now, it might have just not worked or something. Anyway, the great thing about this failure, which I'm thrilled about, delighted about, is that, first of all, I can have it retested and it won't cost me any extra money. Secondly, I can drop in at one of the test centres without an appointment. The one here in Blarney is a bit far from my home, but the one in Little Island is closer to my home. I can drop in. Now, okay, it's going to cost me time to represent, probably an hour of my life, but the car is in pretty good nick. And I've been given an advisory. I've got to have a look at the thread depth on two of my tyres, it looks like. They're not illegal, but they're worn, so that's a good check. I get some benefit out of that. So I'm in pretty good nick. I've got a bit of paper in front of me, which is kind of full of information about my front axle brake effort. Near side is 3.160 kN, and the offside is 3.260 kN, and the near side is 15%, and the offside is 8%, and there's a 3% imbalance, and there's a 6% imbalance on the rear axle. And there's other bits of information here that might mean something to somebody. The suspension test, there's an 8% imbalance on the front axle and a 2% on the back axle. So, I mean, the limit is 30 for those. So I'm way, way up there in the good category. And I made a mistake earlier in my earlier audio boo, I should say, that I call this car a Cadet, and it isn't. It's a Vectra, an Opel Vectra. So that's it for the next 2 years. I don't think I have to have it tested. But I knew it was going to fail, you know. And I'm, you know, pleased that I wasn't being silly in saying that. But it very nearly passed. So I feel a bit like somebody who's got fourth place in the Olympics. But that's the best they could ever have aspired to. Okay, thanks very much. End of the NCT from Blarney. And I suppose I'd say one last thing about Blarney. You know, this is where you got to come to if you want to kiss the Blarney stone. There's no way you can actually, you know, claim to have kissed the Blarney stone unless you actually did it. But I think that it is a good idea to talk about kissing the Blarney Stone and do it once in your life. It's a bit like the Hajj. Forgive me, those of Islamic persuasion. I'm going to compare the Hajj with coming to Blarney to do the Blarney Stone. Yeah, it's worth doing once in your life. Now, where on earth can I find a decent cup of coffee in Blarney?